So this is Adulting with Rebecca Adams.
Hello and welcome to So This Is Adulting. Throughout this series, I'm going to be discovering what it takes to officially become an adult. Today, I'm learning about how to find success in the dating world, and I thought the person best suited to help me do this is Love Island star Georgia Steele. Before I introduce her though, let me tell you a story. I once went on a date and wore, once again, surprise, surprise, a long floral dress. I thought I looked cute, but in hindsight, considering we sat at a park bench the entire time, I was overdressed. My date compared me to Phoebe from Friends. I took it as a compliment, but I have a feeling that he meant it as an insult. I guess he wasn't used to girls actually wearing clothes on dates. He did later that night send me a picture of his penis, so hey, I'm not second-guessing myself as a person, just the choices in men.
So this is Adulting.
To help me understand how to dive into the world of dating, I'm joined by Georgia Steele. How are you?
Hello. Thank you for having me today.
Of course. We're on opposite sides of the world. You're in the beautiful York and I'm in very warm Australia at the moment. So what are you currently up to besides from nothing really? You can't really do much, eh?
So obviously, like, I'm really, really lucky and fortunate with my work and my job that I'm able to kind of do that from home at the minute, which is fine. I actually quite enjoy it. Like, I've always been quite creative, I feel. And
yeah,
obviously, because I'm using the same space to shoot in, like, most days, like, your creative head does come on and you try and, like, make things look different, try different things. So yeah, it's been fine for me, to be honest. And I've been spending a lot of time with my family, which has been really nice.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's the same with me. Like, within a creative environment, I've been just, like, trying to scan the mood. I've been listening to, like, a lot of random, like, classical music. I never thought I would like it. And that's been getting me in the mood, which is really weird to, like, get work, because I obviously have to work from home in my industry. But anyway, we won't talk about that. We're here to talk about dating, because I need all the help I can get, Georgia, please.
Aww.
My love life is very, very, very dry. I don't date. I'm scared of dating. I was telling my brother before, I just don't date. It scares me. Are you dating?
No, honestly, like, dating scares me too. Like, going out and meeting someone, and it is a scary thing for sure. Obviously, with the current circumstances, it's been really, really difficult to date and things. So I've just been enjoying, like, my own time, kind of like learning about yourself. I definitely feel like you need time on your own before dating to, like, understand, like, what you want, kind of know what you are as well, like, know your worth a bit. So I feel like you get that with being on your own for a while.
100%. And I feel like a lot of when you're becoming an adult, you don't understand that, because as a teenager, you get, like, high school crushes. You have, like, you start having a girlfriend or boyfriend in high school, but you don't actually understand that, like, you actually really, I know it sounds really cheesy, but you need to, like, kind of learn to love your own company before you can be around someone else.
Yeah. From 14 years old, I was, like, seeing someone that I was then in a relationship from 15 to 18. And then from 18, I kind of, like, I've always been in something with someone else. And I would say the past year is the first year where I've really just, like, knuckled down on myself. And obviously with what's going on, like, that hasn't helped the situation. However, turning negative into a positive, I feel like it's really made me grow and understand myself as an individual. And I think that's really important moving forward when it comes to, like, an adult relationship.
100%. I sort of just wish someone's exactly what you said just then, someone told me when I was becoming an adult, because in, like, a lot of people think that you just need to go on dates because it's a cool thing to do. Everyone's dating. There is a lot of pressure out there, and we can maybe just talk about that a bit later. But I wish someone said that exact thing that you just said to me just then, because you can be by yourself. Dating should not be as complicated as people make it out to be, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And also, I'll be honest, I think it's very attractive for a woman to be on her own for a bit, because I also do think as well, then it shows when you're in a relationship, it's not just for the sake of it, because you can be on your own.
100%.
Actually, you're choosing to spend time with that person.
Oh, 100%. A lot of people, like, just want to go on dates because they're bored or whatever, because they feel like they have to.
Yeah,
I was having a conversation with that just before.
And I think it shows strength if you can like be in your own company and be on your own for a while. I think it definitely shows strength.
Exactly, exactly, Georgia. Well, you wrote the game on Love Island. How did you find that experience? I was actually laughing with a friend the other day. With me being on Love Island, it would be so boring. I'll just be reading, like, literally the whole time. But how did you find that experience?
When I think about that experience now, like, I'm so grateful for the opportunity that I was given. But my goodness, like, I was so young. It's probably, like, 3 years ago now. So I think I was just I was 19, just verging 20. But like I had not much life experience, I'd say. And yeah, it was a brilliant experience, but my goodness, did that. It was a lot. It was a lot.
Did you know the cameras were around you? Because I know a few people from reality shows and they literally have said that they forget the cameras are there. Did you forget the cameras were there sometimes? Yes. Like picking a wedgie, you're like, oh, crap.
Yeah, literally. Oh, my goodness. Sometimes they got me doing the most awful things. Like, oh, like, you know, I remember I was doing my makeup one night and, like, you've got, if you've got to pop, you've got to pop, which is like, and they flipped and got on camera. And then when I came out, my friend was like, oh, George, like, you didn't know that you popped on national television. And I went, what?
Yes, girls fart. I'm sorry, yeah, girls fart. Sorry, guilty, we fart, we burp.
But, yeah, I can't believe it. Like, sometimes you do forget, I'm not going to lie. Like, obviously, you see the cameras, but because you're, like, they're there all the time and you're living your life, you do forget that they're there, which I think is really nice because then they get things that are organic. Yeah. However, I didn't appreciate the fart that they got.
But it showed how natural, like, you're very easygoing. Even when everyone was watching you in Love Island, you can always tell that you're very easygoing. You're not fake. Right. And that's what I feel like you doing the pop. I love how you called it a pop. Made a lot of women, it probably actually showed a bit of like, you know what, like, she's a normal girl. And so I think that's great. I think, yeah, literally a lot of reality. Do you think, though, that these, like, reality shows of relationships sort of set, like, a bad example or a good example for our relationships? When I was watching Love Island, like, X on the Beach, it actually, funny enough, made me want to go on dates because I'm like, that actually looks like fun.
Like, it's not a normal environment, is it, to be put in a house and dating someone and, like, the first time you meet them to be living together, like, it is not a normal scenario, but it is, like, I feel like it's entertaining to watch, isn't it? Like, seeing people fall in love, fall out of love and have fun and stuff like that. But I do feel like the public do need to understand that it's not a normal scenario. Like, it's not, not how a normal relationship should develop. You shouldn't move in with the person as soon as you meet them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I completely agree. Did you have any previous dating experience that helped you on the show? Like, did you actually have a plan when you went out? You were just like, no, I'm just going to have fun.
To be honest, I feel like I was at a time in my, I was 19. I was at a time in my life, I was single. I was in a long-term relationship prior to Love Island for about 3 years. And then I had a year where I was like seeing different people, but nothing really, really cemented. And I feel like I just went in there with an open mind just to have fun. If I met someone amazing. And I think that's the best way, like, if anyone ever does a show like that, I feel like that's the best way to approach it, is just with an open mind. But don't feel like you're going to be getting the love of your life or you're going to be getting loads of deals when you come out. Just go in and enjoy it. And whatever you get is a bonus.
Oh, exactly. Because I feel like there is a lot of pressure I could just feel pressure on women and men that goes on those shows that you need to be a certain someone when you get out. I'm like, you don't. Just have fun. It's not a realistic thing, but a lot of adults do put pressure on themselves, even in the dating world, you know? So I feel like even if you're not going on a reality show, even when you go into dating, don't put any expectations on, you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. That is exactly what I mean. And I feel like my mum has definitely taught me that, like, even when it comes to dating now and stuff, like, just don't put pressure on it. Enjoy the moment. Enjoy it. And don't put pressure on it. Like, what will be, will be.
Yeah, that's what my dad actually always says to me. Yeah. I don't know if I'm nervous about doing something. He's like, take it day by day. And it's like a joke now
because I feel like with girls especially, like, we think about the future, don't we? And we think about, oh, at this age, I want to be married. At this age, I want to have children.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, we do. And I feel like sometimes that's what puts pressure on the dating scene for us, where I've really learned now to just take it day by day. Like, you literally don't know what's around the corner. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. So just, like, enjoy it while it's there and, yeah.
Exactly. Have fun. What, besides from the cameras, what's the difference in dating someone in a reality program versus real life?
Well, obviously, my other previous relationship that I was in also came from a reality show. I do feel like, obviously, there is pros and cons to meeting someone on a reality show. I feel like you get to know that person very quickly because you're living together. Like, the last show I did as well was I was in a house, X on the Beach. You're living together very, very quickly. You're getting to know each other very, very quickly, and you're constantly together. So you build something really quick. However, I would also say, like, the cons of that is, it, like I said, it's not a normal environment. So
yeah.
So when you come out, it can be really, really different. And you see certain aspects of that person that you didn't see when you were in the house, let's say, or the villa or wherever you are. Whereas I think in reality, without a show, you get to know that person slowly. So it's completely different.
Yeah. Like, you know, when you're getting to know someone, because I find that process difficult, like when you're dating someone, when you're actually getting to know them and then they're sort of different at the beginning and they're trying to impress you almost. Yeah. And then by the end, you're too far in, I feel like. It happened to me. I was working in Canberra. You're too far in. I did not read the red signs, Georgia. A lot of people, like, he's literally telling you that you're the best girl that he's met this year, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I believe him. And then it was too good to be true. But I feel like then by the end of it was about a month or two late in, like, we were, like, going on multiple dates and stuff, and then I was too far in. And that's what kind of sucks about dating. But I don't feel like all dating when you get to know someone, it could be end in good things, but it can also end bad. And that's why I feel like a lot of girls and boys should know.
No, I totally know what you mean. I feel like every boy tries to impress at the beginning, don't they? I feel like you are it's like the honeymoon stage, isn't it? Where you're like buzzing, you can't wait to see each other again. But I feel like you have to take into consideration, like, this is the beginning, like, it is meant to be like this. And I feel like that's why it's really good to just go slow.
Exactly. Well, you're a catch. Has there been a lot of things that guys try to do to try to impress you?
You know what it is? I don't like it when someone's fake. Just be yourself.
Oh, 100%.
Because this is going to ever go anywhere. You're going to have to be yourself in the end anyway. So you can't play a character and play up to that character for the whole time. And if you want to be with me long term, I'm going to see through that. So I don't get the whole, like, trying to impress, like, thing. I just feel like, be yourself. And if that's not enough, or, like, the way I look at it, when I go into a relationship, I'm just myself. And if that's not enough, then that's not the one for me.
Exactly. No, you hit the nail on the head. What has actually been the worst date that you've been on? I've had so many bad dates.
Let me think.
Well, I once went on a date and hopefully my dad's not listening, I once went on a date, and the whole time he took me to, literally, where there was a restaurant, and he took me to a parking bench at the front. I'm like, I don't really care because I'm not materialistic yet. And we're having a laugh. And then he was comparing me from Phoebe from Friends. And then I took that as a compliment to him, and that's something negative because I was wearing a floral dress. And that night he sent a photo of his penis.
No, he didn't.
He sent a photo of his first date, Georgia. He sent me a dick pic.
No,
a dick pic.
Couldn't have that. No.
I literally messaged him saying, why? Why did you send me a photo of your penis for? Why? And that's a true story. And he literally is like, this was a while ago, but he's like, I thought, like, it would have been, like, nice or something. I was like, it's not nice. Your penis is not nice. I do not want to see a photo of your penis. This is a first date. This is a first date. You don't send your penis to a girl on your first date.
No, you do not.
What's been the worst date you have been on?
Do you know what? I would probably say not my worst date, but one of my worst things that happened to me. It's while I was at university studying for my degree in acting. And this is so funny. So there was a boy that was at my drama school that I really got on with. We got on, but I never, like, wanted to be in a relationship. Anyway, he turned up at my work. I used to work at Pandora, selling like bracelets and rings and things. And he flipping turned up to my work with flowers. I was mortified. I was like,
that's like scary.
Yeah, I was mortified. And I know, like, obviously it was a really nice thing to do, but I didn't like him like that. Like, it wasn't like that. And he was.
Oh, my God. But did he know that you worked at Pandora?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Did he know you worked there? Okay. So he's not a stalker.
No. He knew I worked there. But all my friends were there, like all my colleagues that I worked with, and they saw this boy walking. And like, it looks like it's something then, doesn't it? It looks like you're like seeing him or like you're dating him.
Okay, dating.
Yeah. And I was mortified. I was like, oh my goodness, I don't even like it. It was so bad. I was so
crazy. Did you accept the flowers or did you just have to send them away?
Thank you. Like, I'm so grateful. Thank you so much. Like, it was a lovely thing to do, but I just didn't like him like that. And I was just more, because now all my friends were like, oh, you've seen him. I was like, no.
I hate that. Whenever you're like going on a date with someone, all your friends are like, so what are you? Are you seeing him? Are you dating him? Are you this? Are you that? I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm just talking to a guy. And you know what I hate? Just because a girl speaks to a guy, it means that you have to date them.
Yeah,
no, you don't. You're allowed to be friends with guys.
Then I felt like I had to date this person. I was like, I'm going to date you now. It was just terrible. I was like, oh my God, what have I done?
Well, where is your go-to date? Is there a go-to date that you love?
Do you know what? I'm not like what you said. I'm not really that fussed where I would go for my first day. I'm not really like, as long as I enjoy that person's company and we have a laugh, I think that's nice. I wouldn't mind where we went. It wouldn't matter to me.
What's the best date that you've ever been on?
Okay, so I think I know this one. I know this one. Okay, so the best date I've ever been on, okay, was a walk, and we went and got a hot chocolate. So there's like a really big walk near me, which is really beautiful in the fields and stuff. And we just went for a walk there. There's a little like place where you can get a hot chocolate.
Ooh.
And you know what? I just liked it because it was so chilled. Like what you said with... it was just chilled and it was just walking.
Yeah.
It was just lovely. It was really nice. And I thought, actually, that's one of the best dates I've ever been on.
That's so, I love when that happens, when you just go on a date and you just don't expect it to go as good. There's just no pressure. You're like, I had really fun.
Yeah, I didn't expect it. I'll never forget it. Like, I was downstairs with my mum and she was like, go. And I was like, oh, she was like, honestly, G, just go.
Was this recently? Obviously not in the last year, but was this, how recent was this?
I'd say this is probably one of the nearest.
That's so cool. Yeah. Oh, that's so amazing. I wish I could have a good date. What do you think makes, obviously besides some good conversation and it being very easy, what do you think makes a good date? Is it the chemistry? Because I don't really believe in chemistry. I know it sounds very weird, but I just believe if you have good banter, I'm all about banter. If you can laugh, if you can make me laugh, then that's a good date, you know? Not exactly like, oh, sparkly. It just has to be you make me laugh.
I think it is important to have that, like, attraction to each other.
Yeah. Just so you're not really wasting each other's time, because I've heard stories like where people are just like leading people on, and that's the last thing. I'm very honest when dating.
Yeah, I do believe obviously you relationships grow with time, but I feel like you have to have that initial attraction. Like you have to.
Oh yeah.
Like, I feel like. Yeah, otherwise it ain't going to ever go out. Like, you can't build that attraction. You either have it there or you don't at the beginning. Personally, for me, that's how I feel.
Yeah. Well, how do you secure a second date?
I would probably say, I don't know. I feel like from the first date, you get the initial kind of vibe, don't you? Whether, you're connecting. And I feel like if you're not, then no. But I feel like if you are... then it's good to just say, like, oh, I had a really good time. Like, do you want to see each other again?
Yeah.
I just say how it is, isn't it? It's the best way.
100%. And I feel like a lot of adults feel like they need to go on a second date, but you don't know. That's what I learned. I was always going on second dates with guys that I generally thought were really, they weren't my type. They were kind of like,
yeah,
they didn't have any substance to them, you know, and I felt like I just had to because I felt bad if they asked me. But if someone asked me for a second date, you can say no to them if you don't want to, you know.
Yeah, you can. Of course you can. You can just go, look, it wasn't really my vibe. Like, look, hope you're like, I just think it's really good to be honest and open and just say how it is, really, because if you are then worried about upsetting them, you're going to upset them more by leading them on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it ain't going to go the second day.
100%. Are there any turnoffs on dates? Have you got any turnoffs?
Yeah.
What are they? What are they?
I really don't like it if they're really cocky. And also, I feel like I've got better with this with time. I can tell when someone's acting up. I can tell when, I feel like I can anyway, but who knows? But I feel like I can tell when someone's trying to big themselves up. I find that so cringe.
Oh,
like,
boys,
just
yeah.
be yourself. I don't need to be impressed like that. Like, just be yourself. And if I like, if we like each other, we like each other. Like, you don't need to do the whole bigging up thing. That personally for me shows that you're actually within yourself very unconfident.
Exactly. And it shows that you're trying to put a false perception of themselves.
Yeah.
And it's like, why are you trying to be cool for? You don't need to be cool. You being trying to be cool makes you uncool.
Yeah, exactly that. And I'm like, you need to just come down a few pegs. Just be calm. Like, it's fine.
Exactly. Mine are the shoes. If someone's wearing ugly shoes, I don't know why. That's
really
yes. And I'm not a materialistic person. Like, I dress like a grandma, but for some reason, it's if someone's wearing like shoes, I'm like really bad shoes. But I guess one thing about my ex-boyfriends weren't exactly like the most attractive people in the world. So I guess maybe I don't care. Maybe I just don't care. Maybe that changed for me. Maybe my ex-boyfriends made me want a guy to kind of dress to impress. My ex-boyfriend, actually, my dad still from this day laughs about this to me. My boyfriend at the time introduced himself to my dad wearing no shoes.
No way!
I thought it was weird. I don't know why. I'm like, Will, oh my God, I just said his name. Who cares? Where are your shoes? And he's like, oh, I didn't bring them, babe. But he introduced himself to my dad for the first time wearing no shoes. But obviously a guy or a girl or whatever would wear shoes on a first date. But that's like relationships. But what would you wear on a first date? Do you try to impress on a first date, or are you just like, whatever, I'm looking for something nice? What's your routine?
Course,
do you have to get ready? Do you call your girlfriends like on the phone? No, I do that. I'm getting ready.
I send pictures to my friends. Like, is this out? Like, which outfits?
Yes,
like,
you send pictures beforehand.
Definitely. Like, you want their opinion, don't you? Whether like your outfit, which outfit you think's best, and so. But I think it genuinely depends on where you're going.
100%. Yeah.
I think it's nice to make an effort. Like, you want to. If you look good, you feel good, don't you? So
exactly.
You feel like you want to feel confident. So
exactly. And it shows if my date was dressing like very, very like poorly, you don't need to wear a suit, but it shows that you obviously don't see this going anywhere. So, and that's fine.
Fine.
But dress impress. It's sort of not really like a job interview, but always dress a bit better than you think you should, if that makes sense.
Dress like you on a good day.
Exactly. Now, paying for the bill. Who should pay on the first day? I'm very chill when it comes to this.
Topic. I like this topic. I'm quite old school. No, I'm not, to be fair. I feel like if, personally, the man normally asks the lady to go out on a date, doesn't he, for the first time anyway?
Yeah, exactly.
He's asking to take you out on the day. He then can't expect you to pay the bill when he's choosing where to go and he's taking you out.
Exactly.
Personally.
Yeah.
I think, however, for the future, it just depends completely on the relationship, like who pays the bill. I think that just completely depends and whatever works for that couple. But I definitely feel like on the first date, when the man asks to take the woman out, it like You can't then go, excuse me, you need to pay for the dinner that I've arranged.
No, exactly, exactly. And if it's something casual, just be like, oh, do you want, like, oh, can I pay? But then it's always the guy's like, no, 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 I'll pay. But even if a guy can't pay, yeah, whatever, like, just pay. But I completely agree. Like, if someone's asking, yeah, it would be nice to have a dinner. But if they can't, like, whatever, it is what it is.
Yeah, then whatever. Yeah, it don't matter. But I feel like when you're getting asked to go out, it's you that's getting asked to go. Exactly. So then, you know what I mean?
Oh, 100%, 100%. And it's just a really awkward. I've had multiple times that I never made a scene, but it sort of left a bad taste in my mouth only because of the way he acted, where some guys have, it kind of did half-half, like paid for his meal and paid for mine, but he was just really, really insinuating the date. Not that I expected it for him to pay for it, but just the way he went about it, you know, if you don't want to pay, if you don't have a lot of money, you don't have to pay for it, but don't like make it a thing. Just be like, oh, sorry, do you mind if like I just pay for mine a bit of a short of cash? And that's fine, but just don't make like a thing about it. Like, oh, like, no, why should I have to pay? But I completely agree with you. Like, every girl wants to be treated like a princess on a first date, opening up the door for you, closing the door, you know, and be respectful. Every girl wants that. A lot of girls says they don't, but trust me, men, if you're listening out there, like, they do. They do. Yeah, it's literally a lie. It is a lie.
I feel like someone's trying to act all cocky on a first date, and yeah, just trying to like, and I just find it so cringe. I'm like, oh no.
I know. I completely know. I 100% agree. How do you get out of a date? I actually was laughing. I was talking to the producer, Cullum, about he did this, and he had no idea this is what some girls do. Have you ever done the trick where you got your best friends to call you to get out of a date when they pretend that they're sick so you can get out? Have you ever done that before?
No, I've never done that.
Oh, my God, am I the only freak? So I messaged my friends beforehand and be like, hey, I'll let you know how the date's going. And because I'm just, like, an awkward person, I'm just like, okay, I'll message you if the date's going bad. And if they do, they call me and they pretend that they're sick. So I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry, I have to go soon. I'll see you next time. That's if the date's going very, very bad. I only had to use that card only a few times.
Really?
But, yeah. Yeah, maybe it's an Australian thing. Maybe it's just an Australian thing. Maybe that's just what we do.
No, I don't think I've ever had to do. Do you know what? I don't think I've ever really gone on a date with anyone that I feel like I'd have to do that. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I feel
like you're choosing the right one. You're choosing the right one.
Or no,
yeah. How long do you wait until you go on a date with someone? Like, do you message someone for a bit? Someone actually asked me today. I'm not going to say who or else I'll get embarrassed. But someone close to me asked today, hey, how long should I actually message someone before I ask them out on a date? What's your opinion on that? I think it's just whatever the conversation flows, you just ask them. But how long do you wait until you go on a date with someone? Because maybe I'm just rushing into going on these dates.
See, I personally, I think it's all personal preference. For me, I prefer meeting. Don't get me wrong, I think it's important to message because you get to know each other. I like to go out because I feel like I'm wasting my time if I'm messaging someone I'm not going to meet, because then what if I meet them and then I don't like them? Do you know what I mean? It's definitely nice. I feel the sooner the better, really, because then you're just getting out, you're meeting and you're going to see whether it's like you like each other, I guess.
So after the date, so the awkward thing is whether to kiss on the first date. Have you got any rules on that?
Oh, I don't have any rules, no. I don't normally kiss on the first date.
I guess if a guy's a gentleman, he won't force a kiss, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Then, like, what if you've had a drink on your first date and you're feeling each other? I don't know. Like,
It all depends. Because that's, again, I feel like a lot of people, just a lot of adults, has put a lot of pressure on a date. Yeah, should I kiss? Should I pay? Pressure. Should I do this? Don't put pressure on yourself. If you want to kiss someone, kiss them. If you want to go home with them. Do whatever you want in the moment. You don't. That's what I feel like. I wish someone told me. How long do you think someone should wait or should be dating or seeing each other before transitioning into a proper relationship?
See, I think that just happens organically.
Yeah.
I feel like you become a relationship. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I've had a lot of situations, though, that a lot of men that was dating, they just, again, assumed that, like, okay, so we've gone on, like, this many dates now, you should probably be my girlfriend. I'm like, no, I don't have to, and I'm not really feeling it. I literally was dating a guy for a year. And we didn't really even make it official because there was a few complications. But, again, I feel like it just has until you feel right, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I feel like it should just happen organically, to be honest. It shouldn't be, like, such a question, like, oh, my God, will you be my girlfriend? Like, I feel like if it's going in that direction, you'll just feel it's going in that direction anyway. You'll start to see each other more. You'll start to rely on each other a bit more. You'll start to, like, yeah, I just think it will kind of turn – if it's going to happen, it will kind of just turn into that.
Yeah, and not to put a thing on it, because a lot of adults just feel
I would hate, I don't know, 6 dates or whatever, for them to turn around and go, oh, George, do you want to be my girlfriend? That I wouldn't like, because I think, no, you know, if we're going to be together, it will just happen. Like, you don't need to be going that, like, I don't know. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, of course, because I feel like there's not, there shouldn't be like a time frame on anything, especially in dating. You're dating just to have fun, really. You're not really, you're just going on dates. Exactly. You don't have to do anything official yet, you know, but no, I completely agree.
Exactly. And I think sometimes the girlfriend and boyfriend thing can be a bit scary.
Of course.
Especially if you've had bad relationships as well. I feel like it can be quite a scary thing because your mind subconsciously relates it back to, like, the bad ones if you've ever had them.
Oh, yeah, and you're always comparing it. You're comparing whether or not that person is going to be it, or maybe they're saying the same thing they did just to do whatever. No, you're just always comparing it. That's what – dating is difficult, honestly. Dating is difficult, but it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be. Do you think there is, like, different types of dating? Like, you know how it's, like, when you're in high school, it's, like – you're talking to someone like on MSN, or I don't know if you know what MSN is, and then they're seeing each other, date. Do you think there is a different types of dating?
Yeah, I definitely think there's steps to dating, 100%. Obviously, I feel like it goes like we're talking a bit first, then you obviously meet, and then I feel like the more you meet, the more comfortable you get with each other, then you might like put weekends away together.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I feel like it's just a progression, isn't it? Like, you become closer, so you feel more able to do certain things with that person.
Yeah, that just comes with that. You know? Exactly.
You talk, you go out, you might go out for a few dinners, then you might, I don't know, go out for a nice dinner, have a weekend somewhere. Do you know what I mean? I feel like there is, like, you're not going to go for a weekend with someone that you've just met. Do you know
exactly.
What I mean?
Like,
comes with time, doesn't it?
No, it does. Everything comes with time. Do you think your time on, like, these shows like Love Island, X on the Beach has put a toll on your current relationships, like, in the future?
No, I think I appreciate organic relationships more now because... Yeah, because obviously I enjoy it. I enjoy the steps. I enjoy the, like, taking my time, really getting to know that person on a level rather than meeting them, living with them straight away, because that's been the past 2 years for me. So, like, actually getting to know someone organically, I really appreciate now, because I know, like, I'm not going to be with this person and then find stuff out about them. It's going to be the opposite way around. And I'm going to learn about it. Yeah, before I commit to anything, which I think is a definitely more healthy way for a healthy relationship.
Yeah, it's sort of like the saying, like, the glass is always half full. Like, you did kind of do things backwards, but it's not necessarily a bad thing, you know? I know you are in the public eye, but again, in my eyes, like, if someone's not going to want to be with you just because you're in the public eye, then whatever, like, they're not worth it, if that makes sense. Just like if someone doesn't want to be with me because I'm in, like, let's say another country or whatever, or my industry is very busy, then I'm sorry, you just have to deal with it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. It's not the person then, is it?
Exactly.
You shouldn't ever have to change the way you are or, like, the what you do or anything for anyone ever. You should always just be yourself.
Oh, 100%, 100%. So to round things up, what would you say is the one thing you shouldn't do when dating?
Think about the future. Just be in the moment. That would be my main tip.
Yeah.
Don't overcomplicate things. Don't overthink. Just be in the moment. Enjoy the company. Enjoy the time. And what will be, will be.
It's so funny you say that because as a joke, my friends always say to me, like, I'm a hopeless romantic as much as I don't go on dates. But whenever I start talking to a guy, I'm already like, oh my God, like, maybe I'm going to marry him. Maybe he's the one. Maybe he's that. Like, I'm always planning our wedding. I'm planning, like, our future, like the last name.
You do that though. Oh my goodness. I always do that with the boys I'm talking to or whatever. I always think of their last name. How does that sound with
me? I always do that. And then I'm always just like, what are our kids going to look like? And then I'm like,
yeah,
oh my God.
Totally. No, that's normal though. I think those girls are crazy.
Yeah, just a bit. And I just said, hey, how are you? And we're already like planning our wedding and then
everything.
Yeah. So my friends constantly tease me about that. But it's just like, I just see a guy even across the road. I'm like, oh my God, he's my husband. Oh my God. I was like, Beck, he's literally across the road. I'm like, I love him. I love him. Like, it is what it is. So what would you say is the key to a successful date?
The key to a successful date is, I think, to just be yourself, have a good time, and, yeah, be open and be honest, because if you're, like, trying to be someone you're not, that's always going to catch up with you. So be honest with yourself, and if that's not enough, then that's not the person for you.
Exactly. I feel like you should just drop the mic just then, like...
Yeah, I felt that too. I was like, whoa,
drop the mic. So I know we just tease about the whole line, like, what does the future hold for you? Like, what not to say in the day. But what are you up to, like, in the future? Have you got any other plans ahead with like any other shows you're gonna go on?
Yeah, I'm always open-minded to other shows. Obviously, like, I love the experience. Every single show I've done, I've always took something from it and had an experience. But I have also really enjoyed the past year, like, concentrating on my modelling, my influencing. So I'm happy with both. I'm optimistic. I'm open to the future. I'm really happy with what I'm doing at the moment. Like, I've got really big shoots coming up. I work with really good brands as well, which I really enjoy. I'm doing my thing and I'm quite happy with it.
You're just happy being single, you know, just you're a happy single girl. Exactly.
Yeah, literally. I feel like the past year I've learned so much about myself. The last relationship I was in was quite a toxic relationship. So it definitely took some time to rebuild my confidence and find myself again. And I would definitely say, like, now I'm almost there. I'm almost there. So... yeah, I feel like the future's bright. There's good things ahead.
Well, that's what makes you so relatable. It's especially to a lot of women out there, because when you're in a relationship, a lot of people go through toxic relationships and in even toxic times, just with, even with family or whatever. So that's what makes you really relatable. And that's what I really, really like about you, because it's not just about putting a photo on Instagram, you know, it's about being real. Right. And it's really unrealistic to think that you're going to get over a relationship in like a month. It's going to take time. Right. So take all the time you need, Georgia. Take all the time you need.
Oh, thank you so much. And the next one, I'll get to know the person before, so I will never be in the same situation as the last.
Exactly. And if you need, I can help you with any dates. I'm not on the worst with dates, but I'll go through all the steps.
Oh my God, birthday. Help me.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much for coming on, and I'm sure a lot of people would have learned from that.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, honestly. It's so nice to chat about it and stuff. So, yeah, I appreciate it.
So this is Adulting with Rebecca Adams.
Thanks to Georgia for joining me on this episode. Don't forget to subscribe, review, and share, and I'll continue my quest to become a fully rounded adult next time. See you then.